Thinking Out Loud from 91.3 FM. Tonight on the program, we are talking about services for individuals with disabilities and how there can sometimes be difficulty when one doesn't live in a major city with that. And we have talked some about ACT services here in Columbia. And we're going to talk for a little while here with a family from the northern part of Boone County who have a son who receives services through ACT. And this is Susan and Christopher Vasilev, and we welcome you both. Thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Nice to be here.
To start off, tell me about Val. Tell me about your son.
Val is a 27-year-old adult with autism. We consider him classic autism or low-spectrum autism. He has very little verbal capabilities. He's intelligent, but he's hard to tap that. He definitely sees visually, cannot read, maybe has, 25 words now?
He has more receptive language than
expressive language,
yeah.
Yes.
So you can talk to him and he understands what you're saying, but he may not be able to express what he's thinking or wanting to say
right,
as well.
He doesn't express at all. We've never really gotten any feelings from him. He also needs to be cued or given instructions on everything to do, and that includes in the shower, basically broke down to time for a shower, turn on the water, put on your shampoo, over and over again, and for years.
Sure.
So this is something that doesn't get better. Time to get out of the shower.
Well, he waits for the cues.
And he waits for the cues.
That's part of his routine is the cue.
Yes.
And I've one of the things I've learned over the years is that routine is very important. Things that go the same as they did the day before and are expected are a lot easier to deal with than unexpected.
Yes.
Tell me about how you first got a diagnosis with Val and what it was that kind of tipped you off that there were concerns.
Well, Val was a typical. He was in the group of autistic kids who are go through typical milestones up until 18 months of age, and then he had one or two word sentences, and then they sort of disappeared. And he began not looking us in the eye. And then there was this period from 3 years up to 3 to 5 years old where he was, I call him Zombie Boy, because he would almost be listless. You had to almost take him by the arm and take him places, and
he wouldn't notice if we were missing, like other children would panic at that. If we walked behind a building or something and he couldn't see us, he was content. He would lay on the floor for hours and watch the light sparkle under a door. He definitely lost everything that he had had prior.
And the thing that happened is that we went to the pediatrician and said, well, we have a problem here. We think he's autistic. And the pediatrician said, no, hardly any kids are autistic. He must have a hearing deficit. So we went through hearing tests, and he passed those, and we told the pediatrician that he loves his Disney sing-along videos, and he can be in another part of the house, and if we put a Disney sing-along video on, he would hear it and come running. Mm-hmm. So we knew there was nothing wrong with his hearing. But the pediatrician would get behind him and shake his keys or clap his hands, and
Val wouldn't respond
because Val didn't respond.
But it was the school system in our area that we took him to. They did free developmental screening, and they came to the home, spent some time there. They had a social worker, they had teachers, and they're the ones that broke the news to us at about 3 years old, and he started immediately the program at the school.
Okay.
Early intervention.
Now, this was Sturgeon Schools?
No.
This was
in Michigan.
No, this is in Michigan.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I lived in Michigan.
Yeah.
Till 2004.
I see. Okay.
So Val was 13 years old when we left Michigan.
All right.
And they had very good programs at that time, although it was tough getting a diagnosis.
Yes.
Nobody wanted to diagnose autism.
Yeah, it was the early stages of autism recognition, I believe. And now there are so many more programs and things for children, but we're still lacking behind as these early children are now adults.
Yeah, yeah. I have a son on the autism spectrum, not as profoundly affected, but as I talk with people and we hear so much about, oh, there's this big uptick in autism, and I think it's probably there's no more people on the autism spectrum now than there were 75 or 100 years ago, but we just recognize it more. I had relatives, and my dad would talk about his brother, and they said they always just said he was kind of odd. Mm-hmm. And they would, you know, describe certain behaviors or you'd go, yeah, I recognize what's being talked about here.
Yeah. And when Speak came along, Speak Autism, we really saw an increase in services.
Indeed.
It made a big difference.
Well, we were fortunate to live near the University of Michigan, and there was an autism specialist there, and we finagled a way to get in to see him. And finally got our diagnosis.
Yeah.
And sometimes you have to do a lot of finagling if you have an autistic kid because they don't show the same deficits as a kid with a limp they look perfectly.
Sure.
Perfectly.
Handsome boy.
Yeah, you can tell with some other things that are going on exactly what's happening, and this is a little bit harder to.
But they look typical.
Yeah.
And that's why sometimes when they act out behaviors, others in the community, or if you go to the beach, they don't understand.
Right. Yeah. And that's always going to be a challenge. Susan and Christopher Vasilev are our guests. Their son, Val, is an adult on the autism spectrum receiving services. Talk a little bit about where Val is now and just kind of what type of assistance he gets in his life.
Okay. Val has, in the morning when he gets up, because everyone in the household had a job and we're all running to get ready for work. Val is in the autism program or the special needs program at ACT in town. And that doesn't start until a little bit later. So we had some difficulty getting to our positions. So we had to bring an aide into the home. And our aide now comes in for an hour and a half in the morning and helps him get dressed and is very routine the things he does as far as packing his lunch, getting ready to go to ACT. Then he's supplied a driver who takes him to ACT for the day program. He is not advanced enough to do the work program at ACT.
Okay, so he's involved in the day program. Mm-hmm. And I mentioned earlier that you guys live kind of up by Sturgeon.
Yes.
Talk about the challenge in finding somebody, first of all, to come to your home to help Val in the morning and then get him to ACT, which is here in Columbia.
Well, most of the people that work at ACT are probably from Columbia area, so we're a good 35 minutes away. And to get someone for an hour and a half of work every day is very difficult. Also, just finding volunteers. We would love to see Val have like some peer guidance and go out for hamburgers, and he does go out on Fridays and does some bowling with an aide as an extra, but we've never been successful in getting people to come just to take him out for a couple hours.
Sure. We talked earlier on this program with somebody that's working with a program to try to expand some of the services from ACT into the northern part of the county, specifically in Centralia. Do you feel like over the last few years that distance has been a challenge you guys have had to deal with and that it would have been easier if there was someplace closer by?
No, definitely a challenge. Just getting into ACT. Weather, everything that transportation, if somebody's car breaks down. There are difficulties being in the country.
Then again, most of Val's doctors are here in town, and if we have to pick him up for an appointment, we have to come in this way anyway. And we're used to coming in because when you live out of town, you come into town for a lot of things.
Sure. That's going to be part of the routine, is making that longer drive. So mm-hmm. What, if anything, can you think of that's not available because of where you're at that would be useful for you?
Oh, my goodness. Probably some type of center. We used to come into town to when Judevine was
I remember
functioning.
Judevine.
Yeah.
And he'd come in once or twice a week and just be with a lot of other kids.
Yeah. There was a lot more socialization at that time. And when they left, you know, there really isn't, I can't think of anything that he's come in for socialization at all. There's not been any dances or parties or anything. And that would have been helpful because that's part of the problem is his ability to socialize.
Now, are you guys in Sturgeon proper or kind of out in the sticks a little bit?
Out in the sticks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you aware of other families close by you that have adult children or even younger children on the autism spectrum or other delays of that sort?
We do, but the people that we know are in Randolph County, and we can never complain because Randolph County
didn't have the services,
mm-hmm.
Sure.
And were very difficult for that family and their son. And their son is higher functioning than Val, so it would have been, I always felt for them that we were able to, you know, access ACT and the physicians here and things like that and speech therapy, but they were not able to do that.
Susan and Christopher Vasilev, again, their son's name, Val, and we appreciate you taking the time to talk to us today.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Thank you.